Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a warehouse jungle drop using resampling. We're going to take a simple bass idea and turn it into a moving, hard-hitting 8-bar drop that feels dark, tense, and ready for a club system. The big idea here is that we are not trying to create one perfect bass sound and leave it there. Instead, we're going to build layers, print audio, chop it up, and arrange it like a real DNB drop. If you're new to jungle or darker drum and bass, here's the mindset to keep in your head the whole time. The sub holds the foundation, the mid-bass gives the attitude, the drums drive the energy, and resampling is what lets all of it evolve. Let's start by setting the tempo. Aim for 172 BPM. That sits right in a nice zone for jungle and DNB. If you want it a little more classic, you could go slightly lower. If you want it a bit more modern and pressured, you could push it up, but for this lesson, 172 is a great sweet spot. Now create your tracks. You'll want a drums track, a sub track, a mid-bass track, an FX or Atmos track, and a resample print track. Also set up return A with delay and return B with reverb. Keeping the project organized like this will make everything much easier as we build the drop. We're going to think in 8-bar sections. That's really important. Beginners often try to build something huge right away, but in drum and bass, short clear phrases usually hit harder. So let's build a drop that feels easy to follow and still sounds fierce. First, let's make the drum foundation. You can use a chopped breakbeat, or if you don't have one, build the groove with one shots in drum rack. A simple starting point is kick on the 1, snare on beats 2 and 4, plus a few ghost notes and hats for motion. If you are using a break, load it into simpler and slice it, or edit it manually so the groove stays tight. The main thing here is energy. Jungle and DNB drums should feel alive, not stiff. So add tiny details like low velocity snare hits, short kick pickups, and little hat movements before the snare. Those details are small, but they really help the break feel like it's pushing forward. Now put drum bus on the drum group if you have one. Use just a little drive and maybe a touch of crunch. Be careful with boom unless you really need it. If the low end is already strong, too much boom can clutter the mix. After that, use a QA to clean up any unwanted rumble or harshness. If the hats are biting too hard, you can smooth them a bit around the upper mids and highs. Next, let's build the sub. Use operator for this, because it's clean and easy for beginners. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Turn off anything extra so it stays simple. Keep the sub mono, and use utility with the width set to 0 so there's no stereo spread in the low end. Write a very simple MIDI pattern. Don't overcomplicate it. In DND, a small bass phrase can sound massive if the rhythm is right. Start with just a couple of notes, maybe a root note, a response note before the snare, and a short pickup into the next bar. The sub should feel steady and supportive like the floor under the whole track. If you want a little more character, add a small amount of saturator with soft clip on. Just enough to make the bass feel audible on smaller speakers, but not so much that it loses its pure low-end weight. Now let's create the mid-bass layer. This is where the warehouse character starts to show up. Open Waveditable and choose a sound source with some harmonic richness, like a saw-based waveform. Use a low-pass filter to keep it dark and focused, and add a little LFO movement to the filter cutoff or Waveditable position. Keep the modulation subtle at first. You want movement, not chaos. A good beginner starting point is a slightly detuned sound, maybe 2 to 4 unison voices, with the cutoff sitting low enough that the tone stays gritty and controlled. Then write a phrase that answers the drums. Leave space for the snare. In fact, that's one of the biggest things to learn in jungle and DNB. The bass should talk with the drums, not constantly fight them. Think of it like short sentences. A bass hit, then a pause, then another hit, then maybe a little movement. That call and response feel is what makes the drop breathe. Now comes the key move, resampling. Create a new audio track called Resample Print and set the input to resampling. Record a pass of the mid-bass, and if you want, you can also print the sub together with it later. But for a beginner, it's often better to print the mid-bass first so the sub stays clean and separate. This is the magic step. Once the sound is audio, you can chop it, reverse it, pitch it, filter it, and arrange it in ways that would be harder inside a synth. That's why resampling is so powerful in drum and bass. It turns sound design into arrangement. After you record the audio, listen back and find the best moments. Consolidate the useful bits, then slice them into 1-bar or 2-bar chunks. Duplicate the best phrase, then create a few variations. Maybe one version is more filtered, maybe another is more aggressive, maybe one is reversed before the hit. Even a tiny edit can make the drop feel much more intentional. Now let's process the resampled bass. Start with EQ8. If the sound is muddy, cut a bit around the low midrange. If there are harsh peaks, tame them gently in the upper mids. Then add saturator and push it a little harder than before. This is where the resampled audio can take on more attitude. Again, don't go wild. A few dB of drive can be enough. After that, use auto filter for movement. Try automating the cutoff over one or two bars so the bass opens up and closes down as the phrase moves. That little motion helps the drop feel alive. Then use compressor or glue compressor very lightly, just to keep things consistent. At this point, you can start arranging the resampled bass like a performance. For example, bar 1 could be the main phrase, bar 2 could be filtered, bar 3 could be chopped, and bar 4 could leave space for a drum fill or FX hit. That kind of pattern gives the drop a sense of progression. Now we add automation. Automation is what makes the loop evolve instead of just repeating. Try moving the filter cutoff on the mid-bass. Try sending one note into reverb or delay on the end of a phrase. Try automating utility gain a little bit so certain hits push forward and others pull back. Even tiny changes can make a big difference. A useful trick is to automate a filter sweep up during the last half bar before a new phrase, then bring it back down right on the first hit of the next bar. That creates tension and release without needing a huge riser. Now let's add a couple of switch-ups. At the end of bar 4 or bar 8, try a reversed bass hit, a quick snare fill, or a short echo throw. Echo works great for this. Keep the feedback low, filter the repeats darker, and tuck it under the main groove so it feels like a texture rather than a distraction. This is where the drop starts to feel like a real track. A good jungle or DNB arrangement is not just a loop. It has resets, little surprises, and moments where the energy lifts and falls just enough to keep the listener locked in. For the arrangement, think in clean blocks. One bar of tension before the drop. Then 4 bars of main material. Then 4 bars of variation. If you want to stretch it to 8 bars, make the second half a little more active, not necessarily louder, just slightly denser or more animated. That might mean a new drum ghost note, a more aggressive bass reprint, or a short gap that makes the next hit land harder. Remember, silence is a powerful tool. A half beat of space can make the return feel huge. Now let's do a mix check. Keep the sub mono. Use utility to confirm the width is zero on the low layer. Make sure the kick and sub are not completely masking each other. If the bass is overpowering the drums, pull it back a bit. In drum and bass, the drop should feel massive, but it still needs clarity. Listen in mono if you can. That's a really good habit. If the bass disappears in mono, it probably relies too much on stereo width. And for a warehouse-style drop, you want the low end to stay solid no matter what. A few common beginner mistakes to watch out for: making the bass too busy, widening the sub too much, distorting everything too hard, or resampling before the source sound is actually working. Also, don't forget the drums need space. If the bass is constantly landing on top of the snare, the groove can get blurry fast. A strong DNB drop is often more about control than size. The power comes from the phrasing, the contrast, and the way the layers interact. Here's a good mini challenge if you want to practice this after the lesson. Set a timer for 15 minutes, make a 4-bar drum loop, build a sine wave sub, create a moving mid bass in Waveeatable, resample it, chop it into a few hits, and arrange those hits into a call and response pattern. Add one automation move, do a mono check, and then listen back with fresh ears. If it feels like a real drop, even in rough form, you're doing it right. So to recap, start with a solid drum foundation. Build a simple mono sub, add a moving mid-bass, resample it into audio, shape the printed material with filtering and saturation, automate small changes, and use short switch-ups to keep the energy flowing. In jungle and drum and bass, the drop hits hardest when the arrangement is smart, the low end is disciplined, and the movement feels intentional. That's the warehouse jungle drop workflow in Ableton Live 12. Simple source, strong groove, resampled motion, and a clean arrangement that can actually slam.